Hello there, thanks for being here. My name is Yubiao Sun. Today I will talk about airfoil optimization using physics-constrained neural network. Before this talk, I would like to thank my collaborator Ushish Sagupta and Matthew Juniper, as well as my sponsor, the Royal Society. So in this talk, I will first introduce neural network and then how we can use this neural network to optimize airfoil. I'll also cover details about our training and the result on optimization and the flow prediction. Finally, it's our conclusion. So first let's get into neural networks. We all know that a neural network is a collection of connected neurons. Each neuron is like a small processor. It takes inputs x and multiplied by its weight w, and then sum them together. We then apply activation function to introduce nonlinearity. And after this, we can get the predicted y value. We measure the distance between the y and the target f using this mean squared error. And then we define this loss function, use this loss function to update weights. During this stage, we have to be very careful to calculate the gradient information. So one big advantage of a neural network is like it uses automatic differentiation to compute this derivative. And so it first calculates the loss L, and during this stage, it constructs a procedure to automatically calculate the derivative of with weights using chain rule. It should be noted that this is quite different from numerical derivative, because numerical derivative is usually expensive and unstable. But for automatic differentiation, its computation of derivative is very efficient and stable. So our motivation is, can we use the gradient information for parameter optimization? So you will get answer in our later presentation. And we test our idea on stochastic airfoil. So we get the stochastic airfoil from this transformation and put it in a rectangular domain, which is which has the velocity inlet. And then we sample some random points in this 2D domain. But our ultimate goal is to optimize the airfoil angle of attack. So we construct a 3D data set. So in this 3D data set, the XY is just the XY component for a fixed angle of attack, where the Z axis is the angle of attack of different angles. So each point is a point of a different angle of attack in this rectangular domain. And if we fix the angle of attack, we can see the airfoil shape. Now let's go to the neural network details. We have the 3D training data, and we put it into a neural network and ask the neural network to give the prediction of U and V and P. U, V are velocity components. P is the pressure. And now we have the normal neural network. We want to get the result more accurate. We introduce physics constraint, that is Navier-Stokes equation. So we use automatic differentiation to get the gradient information of this UVP, and then put it into this continuity and momentum equation to see how it satisfies these three equations as well as the boundary condition. And from the residue of this boundary condition and the Navier-Stokes equation, we can get its residue, and we combine this residue together to get to calculate a customized loss function. With sufficient training, the loss function should be extremely small, and this small loss give us confidence that the neural network can capture flow field to some accuracy. And we can see the loss during the training stage, it decreased to 10 to the minus 3. And this is the PDE loss, and this is the loss from the inlet and outlet boundary condition, as well as the wall from the airfoil wall. And this is much easier to illustrate the accuracy of the neural network prediction. The left-hand side is the flow, the flow velocity and the pressure field from our neural network prediction, while the right-hand side is from the CFT. Here we use the Phoenix to compute the flow field, and the accuracy can be seen like in this relative area. So mostly are around the 10 to the minus 3 and the 10 to the minus 2. This small area gives us confidence that our neural network can capture the flow field very accurately. So now we can do the optimization. So we fix the neural, we fix the angle of attack and give it an initial guess, and then calculate the flow field UVP. And from here, we can calculate the lift and drag. Now we define our objective function. It's a ratio between lift and drag. And we're trying to find the maximum value. And this maximum value should be achieved for the optimum angle of attack. So to realize this, we use automatic differentiation to calculate the derivative of G with respect to alpha, and use this gradient information to update alpha. And when the gradient is sufficiently small, so the optimization process will stop, and we can identify the optimum angle of attack. So let's see the optimized result. So we start from 5 degrees, and now we can see that the angle of attack increases quite quickly at the initial stage, and then it gradually decreases. Then it gradually increases very, very slowly, and then it, the curve leveled off here. So this means at the optimal value around 30 degrees, so it's almost stuck there. And we can see this very, we can see this from its gradient information. The gradient decreases quite quickly, and when the angle of attack approaches its optimal value. And we can illustrate this optimal value 30 from this the right hand of this picture. So we use the CFD, we use Phoenix to calculate the lift drag ratio from 0 to 50. And now we can see the optimal value should be around 30 degrees. And we also calculate the lift drag. And the red dots is the CFD result, where the blue dots is our neural network prediction. These two match very well. And our network can not only capture the optimize the angle of attack, it can also capture the flow field very, very accurate. So we can see that even for the low angle of attack, it captures the flow field to a good accuracy, where for high angle of attack, it still have this good accuracy, even if it's out, it's far away from the optimal range. And finally, we just conclude that we have designed this neural network, and so it can capture the flow field to a good accuracy, and also it can optimize the angle of attack. So this is our main presentation today. Thank you for your guidance.